1-800-875-5179.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Wishing you and yours a happy celebration, whatever you're celebrating. Probably Easter for many of you listening to the show. Some of you getting just coming out of Passover, rather. So it's a weekend where you might be getting together with family. If you're traveling any kind of distance, ouch. Are you in a big SUV? Are you in a gas guzzler? Or is your family riding bikes instead and getting in great shape? I laugh, but I feel the pain at the pump, my friends, as well. Trust me, there's nothing like hitting almost $4 and then $4, especially for somebody who drives on fumes, and then you fill up and whammo. So I'm not taking my pain a little bit here and there. I take it all at once. Yeah, I like it that way. Just give it to me. It's just like when I go to the doctor's. Do it right now. Whatever it is. Let's not take baby steps. If I have to get a big old shot, just give me the whole big old shot. So I noticed in the last couple of weeks, just like all of you, that it's costing a lot more to motor around. But most Americans are driving 45 minutes each way to work, and that doesn't include traffic or idling and all that other nonsense. And we're coming into the summertime. Off of this Easter week, then you get into Memorial Day weekend, which is a heavily trafficked weekend, and 4th of July when you get into the summer. I'm wondering if people, if it keeps continuing to go up to perhaps $5 a gallon, if people will just say, forget it, we're having a staycation. That's becoming more popular. You just decorate the backyard, and voila, you pretend you're somewhere else, because people are very, very strapped. For all kinds of reasons, we see that when the gas goes up, and we know this correlation, I don't think I have to paint the picture for you, but I will just quickly. You go to the supermarket, you see how much you're being charged for produce and how much you're being charged for chicken or eggs or whatever it is because of the drive time, because of the trucking the food in, that cost is going up. Imagine what you're paying for diesel. I know there's truckers listening to the show. Some of you have called in. Jay, when he goes through Kentucky, calls in and says it's incredible what he's paying to fill up his rig. So that gets passed on to everybody. What's interesting is if the gas continues to go up, I think there's political fallout for the president because it's his watch. He's the commander-in-chief. And what do people care about? They care about what's in their wallet. Because they have mouths to feed, and they have school clothes to get, and everything becomes connected. You can't afford to do the things that you want to do for your kids, and you don't like it. And you can barely afford to stay in your house. You're practically living paycheck to paycheck, and you weren't doing that before, and so you have nothing but questions. Obama says at a fundraiser he understands that people are disappointed in some of the compromises that he made, but he wants to be back in 2012. The target is to raise a crazy amount of money. I mean, a crazy amount of money. How much money does it take to run a campaign, especially when you're the incumbent? And they're saying for the incumbent, like $1 billion? $1 billion for a president who's, I mean, he's already got the job at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It was short and sweet, but here's a little bit of what he had to say that really had people screaming and yelling.
We've got to finish what we've started. We've got to finish what we've started.
Okay, he says the work's not finished, and he had a fundraiser. The big one was at the Nob Hill Masonic Center, and he said that, yes, you know, we're trying to battle a deep recession, getting into one. We're reforming the education system, and we passed health care reform legislation. And he also told the crowd, that there was the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and two women being appointed to the Supreme Court, and then, of course, the crowd went crazy for this. So you look at 2012 and say, who were the top contenders on the Republican side to go up against an incumbent? We've had two incumbent presidents win back to back. Clinton did it, Bush did it, and now is Obama poised to do that or no? Because things like gasoline prices, things like lack of jobs, what's happening across America with health care, and now the real implementation of health care, not what people thought it would be, seeing that their bills are going up and not being able to afford that, no cost of living increase for people who are getting Social Security, and with the costs of food and clothes and health care going up, well, how do you rectify that? How do you balance that out? And the answer is you can't. I mean, some people are getting jobs. Some people are applying for jobs in their 70s because they need some part-time money coming in. So I think this road to the presidency this year is interesting. It's interesting in the sense that you have a businessman like Donald Trump, who is a big ego guy, whose name's out all over the place, who swears that he's serious in running to be the commander and chief. And more people know his name than Newt Gingrich or Mitt Romney's or Michelle Bachmann's or any of the others who might be or want to be in the middle of running for president, who want that Republican nod. And Trump says that he's ready to go it on the independent ticket. If he has to do that, he will. So is the Tea Party going to play a big factor as far as being a kingmaker for 2012? That's a huge, huge question. There's some interesting decisions that now are right there in front of the Republicans as they watch the incumbent president keep trying to take the stage as much as possible and some of these donor moments and traveling around here and there around the country and trying to raise the interest and the awareness for it. So each and every week here on America Tonight, of course, we keep you abreast of what's happening on that front and who's throwing in their chips and deciding to take a chance and run. The president did get a little bit of a heckle in San Francisco at the fundraiser. There was a group of people who broke into kind of a song, and the song had to centered around the release of the soldier accused of leaking secret files to WikiLeaks. And Obama's purpose, of course, was to raise as much money as he can for his reelection campaign. There's about 200 people in the room. They paid up to $35,000 to see him. A woman stepped up and announced that she and others had composed a song, and then they broke into this song that called for 23-year-old soldier Bradley Manning to be released. It was kind of flustering. And the president said, "Now, where was I?" And he said, "There's an example of creativity." There may be more occasions of this happening to him. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Here's something I'm very passionate about. If you've listened to America Tonight these last handful of years, the war on drugs. We have, folks, lost the so-called war on drugs. And we've looked at all sides of this and had all kinds of people on to talk about legalizing drugs. So I am very pleased to welcome our next guest to the show. His name is Terry Nelson, and he has an incredible resume when it comes to law enforcement, 3 decades worth of stuff, a U.S. Border Patrol, U.S. Customs Service, Department of Homeland Security. The guy has been everywhere, Mexico, South America, Central America, you name it. So I think we've got a real first-hand guy on our hands to talk about this war on drugs and legalizing drugs, because Terry's involved with LEAP. We'll explain here. Terry, thanks so much for popping on America Tonight. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And LEAP stands for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, right?
That's correct. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
And explain that to the listeners. After everything you've seen firsthand, why are you against it?
Well, I'm against a policy that does more harm than good. And our current drug policy does far more harm than good. And after 40 years that we've been fighting this war on drugs, which is actually a war on the American people, we have not accomplished any of the stated goals. And drugs are cheaper, far more easy to get, and of higher quality than they were 4 decades ago when this madness started. Having worked down in Central America and South America, I've seen firsthand the policies when they don't work. And Plan Colombia, for example, was $5.1 billion that we spent trying to eliminate the coca plant. And all we did was kill a few plants and a few farmers' crops in their fields. But at the end of that $5.1 billion. There was a 27% increase in coca production out of the Indian Ridge Nation. So that can't be called winning in any book. Plus, we have about 1.8 million arrest a year that are nonviolent drug offenders, which means they're taking up space in our prisons for people that are violent and cannot live in society. These people are not violent. They may, you know, have bad choices, but they're certainly not violent.
Yeah. You talked about coke, but what you say we need a policy of legalized regulation. But when we say drugs, what would you include with drugs? What kind of drugs?
Well, we, of course, LEAF is an international organization. We have a membership in 60 different countries and about 30,000 people worldwide. But we're for legalization of all drugs, everything, because right now, and we're calling for regulation and control because there's only three people can regulate and control a product, and that's the drug cartels, the government, or free enterprise. And right now, the drug cartels control what they will sell you, when they will sell it to you, and the price they will sell it to you for. And by legalizing these drugs, we will eliminate about 80% of the crime and violence in the world. We don't do anything for a drug problem because the drug problem is a separate problem. It's a medical problem, and it should be treated as a medical problem. We should educate the public about the harms of certain drugs and what they can and will do to you. And then if you're stupid enough to go ahead and consume copious amounts, then that's your personal responsibility. But we believe education is a far better way of handling our drug problem than incarceration because we've seen four decades of failure, so we know that doesn't work. We need to try a different strategy.
Yeah, the drug cartels, you see what's happening. I used to live, Terry, in El Paso, and I covered what was happening in Mexico at the time. A little dicey, but nothing like now when you go over the Zaragoza Bridge and you see that you're practically gambling with your own life. It's out of control with the cartels. If this happens, if this were to happen, you think that cuts some of that violence right out? Terry, you with us? Oh, we must have lost Terry. We'll try to get him back. We're speaking with Terry Nelson, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, or LEAP. And, of course, talking about the legalization of drugs and what that would do to the so-called war on drugs. As he said, with all the experience that he's got going into this, after all these decades of complete failure, and now you have all these organizations internationally, locally, in the United States, people that are former law enforcement types who have seen it all saying, you know what, we have to speak out. We got to do something here because our prisons are crowded with people who really don't need to be here, and we're also shooting ourselves in the foot when it comes to the situation with the with drugs. We're losing the war on drugs, absolutely. And we see that particularly through that area of Central America, South America, and then up through the belly of the beast in Mexico and the desperation to get drugs through, which the drugs are getting through pretty easily, I might add, as certainly all of you know, we talk about it. Terry, I just picked up, you dropped off for a second. I picked up on what you were saying about the war on drugs, and I said, would the drug cartels, that violence, would that help alleviate some of that, do you think, if it were to be legalized?
Well, the only benchmark we have on that is when we lifted prohibition of alcohol, and Al Capone went away the following day. Now, so we know that the violence will stop. You know, the drive-by shootings and the killings and the fighting for the street corners will stop once it's legalized because there's no point in at it anymore. Because once the profit, the huge profit for them is gone, then they will go away, so to speak. So, yeah, we think that the crime and violence will stop it. As we said before, it won't do anything for our drug problem because that's a separate issue and has to be dealt with separately.
What's the toughest thing that you you find in trying to make this a reality? Because I think you're battling it. It's an uphill battle. You know it's an uphill battle. How many minds are you trying to change? Obviously politicians, but who else?
Well, we only have to change one mind, and that's the person that sits at the top of it with a stroke of a pen can change this whole thing. The president can change it if he wants to. We're just having to do it the old-fashioned way, you know, one person at a time in a grassroots organization. And when we started, you know, very few people really agreed with us, and they thought it was, you know, crazy. But more and more people each day, when they look at the human cost and the financial cost that we're pouring about $69 billion a year down that rat hole, and we have absolutely nothing to show for it. And we're helping other countries, you know, instigate wars against their own people as well. And there's been 29,000 people killed in Mexico in the last few years. You know, they're people just like, you know, like we're people. And it's when your casualty rate is that high for nothing, and to me it has to be changed. And, of course, it's not just Mexico. It's not just America, because this is a worldwide problem. And the death rates in Central and South America are, you know, 7, 8, 9 times what they are in America to the drug cartels.
Yeah. Most of the people involved with LEAP are former law enforcement type people, right? That had something to do with it.
Our membership, you don't have to be a law enforcement officer. To be a spokesperson and to speak on behalf of LEAP, you have to have been a cop and you have to have been involved, you know, in the drug war. You have to know what you're talking about, in other words. And you have to have firsthand experience of what's going on out there. But just to be a member, no, anyone could be a member. But we have about 2,000 police officers, judges, former DEA and FBI agents that are members.
So you say it's one person at a time. That's the road you're hoeing right now.
Well, we're an education organization. We go all over the country and all over the world. I've spoken at Brussels, at the UN in Brussels. Mm-hmm. We've had people speak at European Union in Brussels and the United Nations and Vienna. So we go all over the world talking. We have satellite offices in Canada, Australia, and Brazil, and we will be opening up some in other countries soon. So, you know, we're all over the world talking on radio stations as yours, going to Kiwanis clubs, Rotary clubs, and speaking. And we're an education organization, and we're just trying to get the word out when a policy that's not working.
Yeah, I like that policy that's not working, the war on drugs. Terry, you were great. Can we have you back on again sometime?
Love to, Kate. Love to. You stay safe out there, and we think about you guys all the time.
All right, thanks, Terry. Next time we get him on, we'll talk about some of the things he saw on the front line. We're talking about Law Enforcement Against Prohibition LEAP. It's a nonprofit deal, like he said, and they speak all over the place. It's cops and judges and other people involved in the criminal justice system who think that the war on drugs has just been a complete, not sham, but a complete failure. Maybe sham in some cases, but a complete failure because, as he gave you the illustration of it, there's actually more drugs out there, and of course the prisons are crowded with drug offenders. What do you think? Legalized drugs? 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Tonight we're going to talk about the drone missions in Libya and whether or not this is really the right move. You know, there have been problems with some of the drones. We saw what happened within their investigating the Americans that were accidentally killed by a drone. Civilian casualties, there have been some in Afghanistan that have infuriated or been a flashpoint for the people there. It's a perfect thing for the Taliban to use. So we'll talk about drones in a second. I mentioned at the top. But before we get to that, a couple of you have sounded off about the drug issue. And in just talking to Terry there about whether or not drugs should be legalized. And you heard what he had to say. And this is a guy who was a Border Patrol agent involved in customs, went after cartel guys, the worst of the worst. I mean, he saw it all with drugs. And he gave examples of how, despite the efforts, it ended up increasing the product. So he's right. It didn't help. But I think you're going to have a hard time legalizing it. I don't think it's, I'm going out on any great limb to say that in my lifetime, and if you're talking about somebody in their late 30s, somebody in their early 40s, somebody in their 50s, I don't think you're going out on a great big limb to say I don't think in our lifetime we see the legalization of drugs, especially across the board. I mean, look at marijuana and the efforts to just make that legal in California and other states, and what a nightmare that's been for the push to try to make that happen. I still say you're going to have so much blowback, and it'll be decades before that happens. But we have talked to lots of people that were cops, lots of people who were undercover, and the majority, I have to say, the majority over the years of people that we've talked to say the same exact thing that Terry Nelson from Leap says. You got to legalize them. And then you educate people about the dangers of drugs, which we're already doing, and it's up to them. But if you legalize it, you would end some of the violence, massive amounts of violence. And also, by the way, if you legalize it and you regulate it, there's money in that. Money in it. But he said across the board. So that would mean, think of everything. Coke, marijuana, meth. I mean, anything that you can imagine. Ooh, how would the prescription drug pushers feel about that? That might take a chunk out of their business. But would it really, I mean, would it end that violence? I think there is something to that. I'm going to trust a lot of the people that we've had on who see it day after day after day. In my career, I've caught a glimpse of it. Been on a couple of drug busts, seen the meth labs come down, been with an undercover cop. I got a chance to do a television thing where I was with shadowing them and saw little bits and pieces here and there. But when you do it for a lifetime and you see failed policies year after year after year and no real results, no tangible hardcore results other than some of these busts and getting a couple of the really bad guys off the street, they may be right in the answer of legalized but controlling it. Doesn't happen. Does not happen in my lifetime. I'd be stunned. You may have a different point of view on this. You can also share that with us, 800-259-5791. If you go to americatonight.net, you can click on the email, and the email will get to me that way. All roads lead to the internet site. We also, you can see us because we have a little webcam. People think I'm crazy. Why do you have a webcam? Well, the fine folks at Pal Talk convinced me it was the right thing to do. So my man down under is monitoring things for us. But there are people that have sounded off through the website and through chat on the drug issue and legalizing drugs and whether or not that's a good idea. And pretty much what we're seeing from the chat, like Cop is saying, doctors are drug pushers also, and he's right. In a Pickle says Vicodin use is very big. People get those from their doctors. That's right. That's prescription drug abuse, which is very, 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 very scary. So they've gone in a couple of different directions with that. But, you know, you look at the south of the border and you see what's happening there and what would happen with the drug cartels. And, yeah, you combine it all. You think of pain pills. You think of the prescription drugs in general that are out there, the farm parties are out of control with so many of the teenagers. Jack says, I don't think for a second that legalizing drugs will stop the violence. You watch the cartels come in to sell drugs and undercut the government licensed places or burn the government licensed places down. Oh, can you imagine if after all of the back and forth over the legalization of drugs, it was to get legalized and regulated, and then the violence was worse? Oh, you'd have so many people wagging their fingers at a camera saying, see, I told you so. Let's go to Sky in Texas. Sky, what do you think, legalized drugs or not?
Absolutely not. And I'd like to talk about the across the board, the more hardcore drugs. I'm a police officer in Central Texas. I like to use this with my liberal friends, the 10 people example. There's still several taboos about going to a flat type area, the flats or whatever, that's what we call them here, to go buy dope or whatever. Now, let's just say you legalize it across the board and you have 10 people who normally wouldn't use, say, LSD or meth, but now that the taboo and it's legal and nobody's going to get caught out where they shouldn't be, let's just say that two of those people out of those 10, and I'm being conservative here, their minds altered in a way that they would act out in a way that they normally wouldn't. Let's say hallucinate. You know, typically, you know, if you're on LSD and you're tripping pretty good, you'll see roaches and you'll start butchering yourself. Now, you talk about, you know, it would bring money in, but now these people are having to use local resources, you know, medics, police officers, to treat them, and then they're going to the emergency rooms and being treated for, I don't know, they thought they could fly, so they jumped off the second flight of an apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's just say they had a seizure and their brain stopped or exploded, you know, heart attacks, strokes. A lot of people are actually saved through jail, especially people on meth who are, you know, they don't eat, their health is so critical, their teeth are falling out, they're prostituting, they're doing whatever they can to get their high. Once they go through the prison system, they can't get a hold of these drugs, they become healthy, and I know most of them come back out and will, you know, repeat their drug use, but some of them do make it, and some of them are okay. Let's talk about alcohol, too. Even though mm-hmm. alcohol is legal and there's money in it,
yeah.
just from my experience, 10 years, lots of crimes are committed from drunks, whether they're driving. And let's not talk about people who are high on meth who are driving, who are tripping on LSD and hallucinating, thinking they see leprechauns chasing them, you know, just trying to drive away from them. I can only imagine if you legalize drugs across the board, the amount of pressure that would put on medical facilities, EMS, police officers, firefighters. We have arsonists who start fires at apartment complexes because they think Satan is in there and they need to rid the world of the evil that's in that complex. So when I hear these people talk, and I think that was conservative saying 2 out of 10 people would not just stay in their house and trip on acid and have a great time. Let's just say 2, that's 20%.
Sure.
Let's magnify that 10 times 10 times 10 times 10, you know, into the millions. And even just 2 out of those 10 magnified would be a 20% increase in activities that would need local resources. And that's just my argument.
So what would you, as a police officer, and thank you, that was great. You really gave us some good examples. I do agree with you that there are people that would say, okay, I'll try this. Then there are people that would step into the pond that maybe normally wouldn't. And I didn't really look at the angle of how much would that cost in emergency services and hospitals and all that stuff. But what would you say we need to do as a nation for the so-called war on drugs? What can we do? How can we cut down on what's happening out there?
Well, you know, with the addition of the great prescription drugs that are available, and I would argue that prescription drugs are more of a problem now than, like in my town alone, you can, hydrocodone's going for $25 a pill. And that's just one pill. You're getting senior citizens who are involving drug dealers and selling drugs through a middleman to people who like hydrocodone, Xanax, whatever, and they're making money off of it because their Social Security is not paying for it, or they need some other medical attention they can't pay for, so they're using it through prescription drugs. The real answer is there really probably isn't an answer. To some degree, I think there will always be a problem, but I definitely think legalizing across the board would be a complete failure.
All right, Sky in Texas, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Be safe out there. All right, so he says complete failure because of, and I liked his perspective, like I told him, that I didn't think of, really, how many people would jump into the pond and say, well, I would never have done this, but now it's legal, so let me try some of that stuff. Let me try LSD. And his example of that was a good one because of what it could make somebody do and what it does make some people do. And ultimately, the burden that would be put back on law enforcement. Of course, now the other argument is, well, if you weigh the two, we've got the pros and the cons, and we get that, so you're going to have more money on that side, but then you're going to have money saved in the prison system. So if you weigh the scales, really, what direction is the best direction to go in. And maybe he's right. Maybe there really isn't a hardcore answer here. Stay with us.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's
877-341-4769. Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay. So do you have any gold in your portfolio or underneath your bed in a box somewhere? Just for the record, because I said gold, another record price while the dollar is just blowing up. Gold is up to $1,500 an ounce for the first time, so it's on the rise. The U.S. dollar is right in the middle of a storm. It's so downtrending, it's ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous. If you compare the dollar to the euro, forget about it. It's better the reverse way. But gold is a good hedge against U.S. currency depreciation. And that's why people who have gold have to be happy when they see the prices rise. Do you know that gold prices have gone up more than 5% so far this month? 5%. Wow. And you wonder about the monetary policy, rather, after the Federal Reserve's $600 billion government bond buying program. You know, remember that comes to an end in June. I think you certainly are going to keep seeing gold rise up. It might come back down a little bit, but then it'll shoot back up. I think you're going to continue to see that. And this really baffles some analysts. Silver, by the way, was up almost 3% to 46.44 an ounce. 46.44. All right, we're talking about a couple of different things. I mentioned at the top cell phones and how easy the tracing would be. Also, I was talking about the wildfires in Texas. You know, close your eyes, picture yourself in those people's shoes. It's horrible. What do you do? Do you get out? Do you just figure out, can I save some things? You just get out. I think the number one lesson I learned from years of watching what happened to people and talking to firemen, you have to just leave. Forget it. If you have a bag packed somewhere, an emergency bag, great. Wrap your arm around that and get out of there. Trying to stay has killed more people than you can ever know, especially if they're buried deep in a wooded area somewhere and they think they have more time, because then the roads get blocked off. They're not sure. The fire veers in a different direction, and then it's too late. And then plus a lot of them just flat out die from smoke inhalation. That happens to people, and then they get cornered in their houses as well. We're going to check the mail in a second. A bunch of you emailed me and talk about drones, but first let's go to David in Texas. Hello, David. You're on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How are you?
Hello, President. I'm doing fine.
What's on your mind?
But I wanted to let you know that cell phone tracing stuff, the only time they ever do any of that is whenever it's drug-related, because I've had a phone stolen right outside of my house, and I misplaced my other iPhone today. And I asked both Apple and my carrier to trace the phones so I could send the police there, and they said that they couldn't do it. And I had had one set up here on my iTunes where it said locate my phone or find my phone. It does not work. And I had the IEMI number and everything, and it still did not work. And they're like, well, we can't do nothing about it. I said, okay, fine. So I'm going to a different carrier as of tomorrow, and I'm not getting an iPhone for any amount of money. I've already spent like $1,000 on phones with my carrier.
Really? And that's crazy, $1,000.
Yes, and that's smartphones and regular phones.
Wow!
Before I upgraded up into the smartphones, so I'm done with those. I'll probably get a real cheap camera flip phone with this other carrier starting tomorrow. Oh, and by the way, the fires are still going. We've been getting a lot of it over here in Dallas. I don't know if you. Have seen
yes.
We've been getting a lot of it. It's been creating a lot of heck for us as far as when it gets up into the air, it mixes up and causes for us to have major showers and tornadoes. We've had, you live in Dallas, so you know that we've had like four of them go through this neck of woods.
It's terrible.
And we're still under. We're still possible be under another warning soon. We were under one today as well. And the other topic that I heard so far as legalizing drugs, you know, I agree that alcohol is legal and it causes a lot of deaths. Caffeine is legal, coffee, Pepsi, you name it. Mm-hmm. And it can cause a lot of headache and bad diseases. Smoking is bad for your health. According to everybody else, I'm a smoker, so, I mean, you know, I haven't seen any of the effects yet except for the cough. And the only thing that I personally would agree with legalizing as far as the drugs are concerned is pot. And that's the only one that I would agree with legalizing. And I do agree also that doctors and pharmacists need to be penalized if they, since they are the biggest pill pushers or drug dealers, legalized drug dealers in the world. If somebody dies from them giving them a drug, they should be held accountable. And
yeah,
like
they need to crack down. I agree.
And treated like drug dealers.
Yeah. Yeah, they need to crack down on it. I agree. Because they are pushers. And it's and the amount of pills people are taking and the damage it's doing, David,
exactly.
is unbelievable. I mean,
exactly.
unbelievable. Yeah.
You know,
crazy.
We were talking not too long ago about the health care thing. Well, you know, and how doctors charge all this money. It's like a dead-gum drug dealer just to go see the doctor. You go in there for 15 minutes. They just talk to you and maybe look for 5 minutes at whatever the ailment is.
Yeah.
And within that 15 minutes, you are prescribed several medications to take, and the side effects are worse than what you might have, and you know it possibly could kill the drug could probably kill you, and then when you get the bill from the doctor, you know you don't only get a bill from the doctor, you get a bill from the ambulance if you get an ambulance to the hospital, and I can believe that because it cost my when we took my stepfather to the hospital, it cost him they charged him $500 for an ambulance to get him in an ambulance.
Wow, that's crazy! $500 for a ride.
Yeah, $500 for the ride for him. Now with me, the last time I went to the doctor, it was I spent 3 hours in there, got to see him for 15 minutes. He prescribed two drugs. One of them was an ointment. The other one was a drug that the side effects were worse than the ailment that I had at the time. Then I got a bill from the doctor. I got a bill from the people who write out the scripts for the doctor. I got a bill from the hospital because it was late at night and you're not going to be able to go to a doctor.
It was an emergency room kind of thing. Yeah,
emergency kind of thing because where are you going to see a doctor? I mean, they don't do house calls anymore.
No.
Unless you've got real good money, like Michael Jackson, they don't do house calls anymore.
And we saw how that ended up. David, stay safe, my friend. Your example was great. You're right. I've had a similar experience in going to see a doctor. That's what happens now. There's an assistant to an assistant, and they see you, basically. And the doctor just kind of looks over the chart. That's what, sadly, that's what happens. I remember when you used to sit in that doctor's waiting room, and the same doctor saw you, you know, when you were a kid, your whole life, every year coming in, something happens, he knows exactly what's wrong with you, knows everything about you, doesn't even have to look at a chart. My friend, those days are long gone. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me through the website at americatonight.net.